Today's country, Froggy 92.9. She's Jocelyn. My name is Rob. When good things come out of bad times, we remember the North Bay fires last year.
And Angie has a story of a place called Cloverleaf Ranch. And for those in Sonoma County who don't know what Cloverleaf Ranch is...
It has quite a history, I'll tell you that. It was right around the corner from where my house was.
Right.
Yeah.
What the heck is it?
So we are a horseback riding facility as well as a horse boarding facility. But 3 months out of the year, we're an amazing summer camp. So located right off Old Redwood Highway is something that's really incredible and it has created lifelong memories for a lot of local people. We're really kind of a staple in Sonoma County.
Absolutely. Boy, you guys have been famous for decades for your summer camps.
Yeah.
And what happened with the Tubbs fire last year?
So through everything that kind of happened, we were pretty much completely leveled. All of the homes on site are two Civil War era barns that were on site as well. Our dining area for the summer camp program. I mean, almost every single inch of our entire property was gone.
Today's country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss talking to Angie with Cloverleaf Ranch as we focus on good things coming out of bad times. And but you guys were still able to, because people thought, okay, you're wiped off the map, business is done, Cloverleaf Ranch is going to be gone for a long time.
No more, man.
Right. But what happened over the summer? What's the real story?
Truthfully, a lot of this comes from our owner, Shauna DeGrange, and her persistence and never-ending drive to keep our program going. They were part of the huge reason we got to open. I mean, I'm not even sure that we were able to be cleared until April. So camp starts the last week in May, beginning of June, and to get everything going, it took a village. We got our pool fixed. For the first 4 weeks of summer camp, we were working remotely out of a picnic bench. Part of the big reason we were able to open is up top where our actual cabins are for the summer camp program. There was enough defensible space with our big field and the gravel roads that are on either side of the cabins that they weren't affected.
Wow.
Wow. You were actually able to have a summer camp over the summer with the kids who got to spend the night in cabins. And what was it like for the kids who were at Cloverleaf over the summer?
For kids who are new and kids that hadn't seen the facility before, it was just like any other year. Nothing nothing was changed for them. And for some of the older kids, our older campers, it was hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place that they grew up every year coming, and it was really different. But it was also something beautiful to see them accept the change and see them see us not, we're not going anywhere.
That's really quite a story.
And the owner's mom said something to you that was very inspiring. What was it?
And she said, "We're not going to focus on what we were. We're going to focus on what we are now."
Yes.
And I think about that every single day I'm there.
We are going to think about what we are now. And those are great words. And it was a magical summer at Cloverleaf. And you guys are open for business. So
yes.
So thank you for joining us, Angie from Cloverleaf Ranch.